Blessed be the name of the Lord, for he alone is worthy to be praised. Amen and amen. Wow, beloved of God, you're welcome to another episode of my 365 devotional challenge. Before we delve in, let us give him thanks. Father Lord, we bless your holy name because there's no like unto thee. You are the Alpha, you are the Omega. You are the beginning, you are the end. You are the God that formed us, even you even knew us before we were even formed in our mother's womb, still by you. And you've been there for us, holding, guiding, and protecting us even until this day. Thank you for making us fulfill our destinies, O Lord. We give you glory, we worship you, we give you praise. Be thou exalted and be thou glorified, Ancient of Days. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. Before we go into other dimensions of the purposes that God has given to us as believers and as Christians, we want to just look at the purpose of praise, the purpose of a grateful heart. I don't know, I'm so grateful to him. If I can let you in on the miracle that he had performed in me, that he has performed in my life today, then I know that you will be as delighted and as joyful as I am right away and right now. I'm so grateful to my God. And you know, when it feels as if he has not really done, or he has not, you know, or when it feels as if I've not been able to meet my target for the particular day, sometimes my body wants to feel sad and I want to feel low, and I just look for that corner that I can just go in and just wallow in self-pity, you know. But then something just sparks in me, something just lights up in me and tells me that how he loves me. Okay, that's not where we're going to, you know, but then he loves me. When I used to remember how I used to fight to get out of Africa and then move to the, you know, just move out and everything, you know. And then I remember the mindset that I had back then and the things that I wanted to do if I had an opportunity to get out of Africa. But still he held me down and he kept me in until the right time, when my mind was now matured enough for me to move out. He held me down and he kept me in. Because if I had had an opportunity to move out then, and with the endowment that I have, I know the kind of beast and the kind of animal that I would have turned into. But God kept me so that I wouldn't let go. So, you know, this alone is enough for us to give him praise. It's not only when all the beautiful things of this world falls on our lap that we can give him praise. We can also give him praise for the temptations that he has led us, the temptations that he has led us, you know, to be able to conquer. The temptations that we have been able to overcome because of him and because of the conditioning that he has given to us. So my heart is full of praise for him. I'm so delighted and I'm so grateful that he is God. To him that sits on the throne, to the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, the one that came down to earth and died and is risen and is glorified and is making propitiations for us in heaven. The one that sits at the right hand of the Father, and to the Holy Spirit, the one that proceeded out of the Father, comforting us, giving us hope, giving us a new lease at life, showing us the beauty that, you know, that the Father has to offer to us, adorning us as the bride of God or the bride of Christ. I'm beautiful. I'm supposed to say I'm handsome because, you know, I'm a man, and then, you know, I'm not a woman. I'm not identity confused. But then Christ calls us his bride. So I can boldly say I'm beautiful. This is only what Jesus can do. So one of the purposes at which I was created that I know was to praise him and lift him up. And I praise him and I lift him up because there's no one like unto him. I I love you, baby. I love you, Jesus. I don't know. I'm sorry I call you baby, but I'm so sorry. But it naturally flows out of me when I find out that there's no love compared like unto yours. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen and amen. You can join me for a skit. Thank you, Jesus. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. I give you adoration, jubilation, and praise. I give you all the glory today. Oh yes, I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. I give you adoration, jubilation, and praise. I give you all the glory today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It might sound simple, but this is actually what it is. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. I give you all the adoration because you're God. I give you jubilation because I'm bringing souls into your kingdom. I give you praise because you've stunned me over and over again. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Be thou exalted and glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, beloved. It's been another wonderful episode in the presence of God. Tomorrow we'll be delving into diverse purposes. The purpose of salt. The purpose of light, being the light of the world. The purpose of being the salt of the earth. And then, you know, a host of other things. God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you way more than I do. And that's eternal. In Jesus' name. Amen.